This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Good morning, you. It's 9:37. We're at 5 above right now. A little bit of sunshine. Two things I like. It's the end of February. I like that. It's the last day of the month. Brad Edwardson in from Wompton Parks and Rec. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I always like to see you at the end of the month. It's just like, wow, another month has flown by.
You check another one off.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. You've been busy. And particularly, we were talking about this with your Special Olympics. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this I need to give a shout-out to our team. This past weekend, we went to Minot for the state Special Olympics basketball tournament. There was about 400 athletes there and around 40 teams. So it was a big event, a lot of fun had. We're in Division III of five divisions. And first game we had, we got by, you know, pretty easily. Second game was a nail-biter all the way through. The Minot team jumped out on a lead on us, and we battled back throughout the game. And got to a little over a minute left, and we were down by six. And we scored then, and so we're down by four. They came down and scored a free throw, so they're up by five. We scored again. This is all within in a minute. And then we scored again, so we're down by one. They came down, and I think with under 10 seconds left, we intercepted a pass and threw the ball down, and one of our guys hit a 8-foot jump shot that went through the net as the time expired. So that was a pretty exciting semifinal game there. And then the championship game for the gold medal, we won that. So,
well, who are the names here? Let's get to some of the heroes here.
Yep. So we've got our teams made up of Chaden Davis, Mason Thane, David Campbell, Lily Melby, Robert Jans, Jarrell Morissette, Brian Alberts, and then the head coach is Troy Vosberg, and then I help out a little bit as I can. So it was a great time. We had a fun time while we were out there.
You guys do such great work with Special Olympics, and they always get a lot of great attention from you, too. And that's credit to you and your entire team over there.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I mean, it's really rewarding for us. I'd like more people to get involved in it if we could. We've got bowling. We've got bocce. We've got track and field. So there's a lot of events that we do, and to get more coaches out there and more people to help out would be great. But yeah, it's a fun deal, fun group of people to be around. And
well, congrats to the team.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah, let's switch gears. We got pancakes coming up here.
We do. Yeah. So that'll make the community center smell wonderful on Saturday. So hopefully everybody gets down there for the Kiwanis pancake breakfast at the community center on the 4th. This Saturday, not sure what time it starts, but I think it's, you know, early in the morning. Whatever, we'll be ready for that.
7:30 a.m.
7:30. All right, I've heard it on here a few times. March 7th, then our youth volleyball starts for grades 3 through 5. We'll run that for 6 weeks. Sign up can be done online at WaptonParks.com. All of our youth activities, we'll start opening up the summer programs to sign up online here shortly. We're still putting some of those together. But all of our youth programs, we can sign up online. Our shelter rentals, you can sign up online. We're working on our camping rentals to sign up online. So we're trying to get everything so it's a little bit easier for people to you know, get on and sign up for those things. March 18th, another big day. So going back to February 18th, that was our big day. Last month in February, where we had all those events going on. And as far as I know, they all turned out very well. The youth fishing tournament was well attended. The hockey tournament, I got a lot of raves about that,
about how
the ice was and all that kind of stuff. And hats off to the Breck Wop Hockey Association. They did a good job in prepping that for us. And they're trying to expand that for next year, so it's really good. And then Chris did a really good job with the rest of the Winter Fest activity. So it was a
love to hear that.
A good deal. And then we have, so the 18th, we have Hoop It Up Youth Basketball Tournament. The school runs that, so it'll be at the public school. We'll help out any way that we can with that program. Also on the 18th, we have Chinkapazoo is having their Hop Into Spring event. They'll have an Easter egg hunt. More information can be found at chinkapazoo.org for that, but that's a fun event for them down there. March 25th, the Wompton Baseball Association has their annual baseball benefit. That's their fundraiser for the year, where you know they raise the funds to to support the two teams that we run, possibly three, I've heard this year. So we need to raise some money, and it'll be another good event for them to do that. And then March 22nd is our first scheduled baseball game. NDSCS has a game scheduled that day, so we've got a lot of work to do to get that snow off the field.
Well, I'm going to see what I can do. I mean, it's kind of out of my wheelhouse, okay, but, you know, see if I can get a quick warm-up here.
You did a good job getting it here. You know, so now we got. I do have one other thing, Bill.
Sure.
So we're working at the community center. We've been working on it for a few months now, trying to get a program where we have a fob system on our doors, mm-hmm. to where the basketball gym or the gym is more accessible during off hours. So like on the weekends, in the evening hours and early morning hours when we don't have other activities going on there. So we're still working on that, so stay tuned. We'll try to get the word out when we have that available so people can come in and they'll have to put a deposit on a fob, but they'll get a fob, and then we'll have their name in, and we can schedule hours for them and things like that.
What a great idea.
Yeah, we just want to make it more available. I mean, it's a space. We're limited on mm-hmm. on what we have for gym space, so it's something that we want to try and get out there for people to enjoy it more.
Good thinking. Was that your idea?
It wasn't my idea. I'm sure there's people a lot smarter than me that think of those things.
That's what I always say, too. Yeah. Yeah, and people making a lot more money than me.
Right, so, right, exactly.
There you go. Brad, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up for the month?
I think that's it for the month.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, you got a lot of good stuff coming up in March. Congrats again on to the Special Olympics basketball team and their showing in Minot. Always love to hear that.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate that.
You bet. We'll talk to you at the end of March.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Bye. It's 9:43 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is News Director Warren Abrahamson with i3G Media. Catch me with your regional news updates from 8 to 10 right here on KBMW AM.
To lie.